Well, switching gears now from the election to one of the things politicians are doing once they're actually in office. An Arizona congresswoman is trying to get the Army to reverse a decision that prevents female pilots from World War II from being buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, were the first women to fly military aircraft in the U.S. They fought for years to win status as war veterans, and they had the right to burial at Arlington, but the Army rescinded that last year. Nell Bright is one of about 100 surviving WASPs. She is 94 years old, and she joins us from Salt Lake City. Nell Bright, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And we are also joined by Congresswoman Martha McSally of Arizona, who has introduced the bill on this topic. Congresswoman, welcome to you.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, and let me start with you, Nell Bright. What kind of things did you do as a WASP?
We had exactly the same training as the male cadets. Some of the women ferried airplanes, some towed targets. I was in a tow target squadron training the boys at Fort Bliss, anti-aircraft, ground-to-air, and they were shooting live bullets at our targets. Fortunately, they did not hit our planes, but they didn't hit the target every time either.
So what you're saying is it's not as if this was a job without any danger to it.
Absolutely. But we never thought about that. We were just enjoying all of our flying.
So what would it mean to you to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery?
Well, it's a great honor to be buried at Arlington. And, of course, as you know, we fought for 30 years to get our veteran status. And then we also had status to be buried in Arlington in 2002. That was granted. Why it was taken away, I don't know. And I think that the WASP deserved to have that honor.
Well, and Congresswoman Martha McSally is trying to get that honor for you. She's with us. So, Congresswoman, first of all, what is the military telling you about why the WASPs cannot be buried at Arlington National Cemetery? And what would your bill do exactly?
Well, let me first tell you that these women, Nell, whose nickname is Mickey, and all the WASPs are our pioneers. They were amazing women who stood up to serve in uniform as pilots during World War II when the nation needed them. 38 of them perished while they were in the line of duty. They had no veteran status, no support whatsoever at the time. And the only reason was because of sexism. At the time, I mean, the men who were doing the same roles before, alongside, and after them, they were military. These women should have been active duty military at the time, except for sexism. Finally, they got it restored for them to be treated as veterans and veterans benefits in 1977, way too many decades later. And quietly and secretly, the Army decided to take that away last year. This is a cruel injustice. We need them to be in Arlington to show their legacy and pass it on to other generations. And the Army is giving some bureaucratic answer that makes absolutely no sense. They have all the authority they need to let the WASP be in Arlington. And if they're going to fail to do that and continue to be biased and sexist towards these women, then we in Congress are going to act and are going to make them do it.
Well, they're saying that they're running out of space at Arlington. That's the big problem. And they're saying that if they allow the WASPs in to be buried at Arlington, then there are going to be a number of other groups. For instance, 250,000 members of the Merchant Marines that would also need to be buried at Arlington.
Oh, they said the same thing when we tried to get our veteran status.
Right, exactly. Look, these women should have been active duty at the time, and the requirements to be in Arlington are very clear. To have your ashes in urns, you have to have served on active duty, and you have had to have been honorably discharged. And they meet that criteria retroactively. And I realize that they're at some point going to run out of space in Arlington. We understand that. But look, when we are totally out of space, this is going to continue to be a place that visitors from around the country and around the world come to see our heroes. And why would we not want to have the story of the WASP as part of that legacy?
So do you think you have the support in Congress to make this happen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I walked around on the floor the day after we introduced this, and I got like it was like 60 or 70 co-sponsors right there on the spot. We've got a bill also in the Senate that is a companion bill. Again, we're going to push this forward. My bill was marked up out of the Veterans Affairs Committee, and you got to go through the legislative process. And it's ridiculous that at the time the Pentagon is talking about finally opening all positions to women, they're closing the gates of Arlington to the pioneers who went before us to make it happen. So they need to make the change themselves, and we're going to go through the legislative process to force it on them, but they could still change it today.
Nell Bright, I want to go back to you finally. If there's somebody at the Pentagon listening to this, what would you say to them?
I would say that we paid our own way to get to every place we went. We paid for our uniforms, everything. And, of course, we loved flying those military airplanes, and we felt like that we were doing, everybody was doing things for their country and that we were doing something for our country. And we had been promised that we would be militarized when we went in. And then it turned out that that didn't happen, and we were just told to go home. And I just think that this is really, as Martha says, another slap in the face after we fought 30 years to be recognized.
That's Nell Bright, who is a WASP, a member of the World War II-era Women Air Force Service Pilots, and Martha McSally, who's a congresswoman from Arizona, who also was the first female pilot in the Air Force to fly in combat back in 1991, and is sponsoring this bill to allow the WASPs to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having us on.
And thank you, Martha, for doing it.
Hey, thanks, Mickey, for being an amazing pioneer for me and so many other women.
Well, it's just, it was an honor.